Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third, the left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth, the first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth, the catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting second, the first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting third, the right fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fourth, the catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Whitey Karowski. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Emil Verben. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mort Cooper. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a fly ball into left field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller strikes out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Marion reaches second base with a double. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marion moves to third. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse takes first base on ball 4. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hop moves to second. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musial bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Hop moves to third. Sanders moves to second. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper is walked intentionally. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurowski strikes out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0. Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kurowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanders takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Kurowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurowski hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marion hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth hits a fly ball into right field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Augie Bergamo pinch hits for Emil Verbin. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo takes first base on ball 4. Debs Garms pinch hits for Mort Cooper. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garms for the out. Bergamo moves to second. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanders hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Augie Bergamo now playing left field. George Fallon now playing second base. Blix Donnelly now pitching. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Bergamo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Musial for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Karowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karowski is 0 for 3 in the game. Karowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donnelly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Karowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Marion hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Marion reaches second base with a double. Augie Bergamo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bergamo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bergamo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marion moves to third. One out. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Blix Donnelly. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marion scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.